Good morning, I'm Lorne Miller, and welcome to another 15-minute stress relief hot seat coaching call. We are given an opportunity with the gift of each new day to begin again. Isn't that incredible? So grateful to be on this side of the grass, as my grandfather used to say. Had a little scare a couple weeks ago after going through advanced cancer. The thought slithers in the back door of the castle sometimes. Is your body going to betray you again? And had a couple tests run and everything came out clear. So it is an incredible day and an amazing opportunity to embrace the gift of life. Today's topic is one that I'm sure the listeners on this call, perhaps you can relate to. Wouldn't it be great to be able to know a few things, a few tips to help you before getting flared up in those emotional spun moments in life in Earth School? Wouldn't it be great to just have a few tips, a few grab-and-go tips today that you could take into your week to be able to de-stress on the spot? So I'm going to leave you today with three main ideas, three main invitations that you will be able to take and apply instantly to your life. So I encourage you, if you are in a position to grab a pen and a piece of paper, to do so and to take some notes and just be present with the intention of taking at least one thing away from this call that you feel will add some value in your life as well as equip you with a skill to be able to remain calm no matter what happens outside of you. So I'd like to start with the first topic. There's three different areas here. And before I do all of these calls, I kind of do a reflection on my own life in terms of what has flared me up and what's worked. So I'm going to throw these three things out to you, and like I said, see what sticks for you, take it and apply it and share it. So the first area has to do with a label. A label that all too often keeps us stuck in life. And so this is something that is incredibly powerful to remember before stressing out in terms of giving you something to calm your mind when you want to jump to this label. And the label is failure. And perhaps you've heard different dissertations or tips or quotes on the word failure simply because it keeps a lot of us stuck in life. We have an internal list of requirements in order to accept ourselves. I will accept myself when. I will accept myself if. I will feel successful if, when. And we have this what's referred to as a board behind us. It's a whiteboard, I like to refer to it as, that we write our belief systems down on. And our definition of failure or success is fueled by what we've written on our internal board. I believe I'm successful when, if. I believe I'm loved when, if. And so failure is simply a conclusion that we make in life. It's a label, it's a word that we use to place on a situation we have given power over to when it comes to our sense of worth, value, and capability. Let me repeat that again. This is worth a moment of your time, an examination of your own conscience in this area. We use the word, the label. It is simply a word and holds absolutely no power unless it has an internal definition written on our board and that we've given power to define our worth, value, and capability. It's a label we place on a situation that we give power over to. And you've heard me say this before, but stress is simply the power we give to outside circumstance. It's the power we give, you give, I give, to outside circumstance to define our worth, value, and capability. Failure can be placed in the space of stress. Failure is simply a label that you place on a situation. If I were to invite you to just explore over the last 3 weeks of your life, when did you have a less than feeling over a circumstance? Perhaps it's in a relationship. Perhaps it's financial issues, body issues, your sense of self. Who am I? Why am I here? What will it matter? These are all the archways that the serpents that fuel that definition of failure slither into our castle. And awareness is the greatest space to be in, because it gives us the opportunity to identify and adjust our perception around any situation. We label something as failure when an undesirable outcome occurs. Failure is just a label we place on undesirable outcomes. Whoop, didn't turn out the way I thought it would. I didn't think I would be in this situation, or I didn't achieve a goal that I thought that I would achieve in this specific way. And it's expectations and assumptions, which is another topic for a 15-minute stress relief hot seat call, is we can dismantle expectations and assumptions. And expectations and assumptions walk hand in hand with our conclusion of failure. So when we label something as a failure, it's simply an undesirable outcome that has occurred. What if we could resurrect our kindergarten perspective towards life? Truly resurrect the way we showed up in that expansive place of curiosity and fascination. Everything, this is the mind of a kindergartner, everything is an invitation for learning and growth, an opportunity to override fear with confidence. As I pull into my garage, I have a quote pasted to the wall. So as soon as I pull in, I see this quote every time I drive into my house. And it says, "What would you dare to do in life if you knew you could not fail?" And it's by an unknown author. But definitely an incredible invitation for an examination of consciousness. So that's the first thing to know before stressing out. Know what your definition of failure is. When do you feel less than? Just to take a few moments this week to dismantle failure for you. What is failure for you? Because then that will give you the insight on what you're defining success as. And then that gives you an opportunity to identify and adjust your perceptions of life that align with your true character, your godly character, moving from the inside out, that doesn't rise and fall depending on how the world judges it. That's incredible freedom. Incredible freedom. So number two, this is another invitation of something to think about before you stress out. When we worry about what other people think, and it's just a simple statement, just simply write down, what will people think? We are so tied up and spun on this Earth School journey around what will people think. We end up becoming our own publicist and exhaust ourselves every day protecting our reputation. We stress out doing daily damage control when we could be putting that energy toward learning, growing, and creating solutions. The world is full of creative solutions. It's simply our perceptions in life that lock down or unlock our ability to tune into all available options for solutions. And neurolinguistic programming, which is one of my favorite energy psychology modalities that I'm trained in, it is simply expanding people's ability to tune into all available options for solutions and using the archway through which we process life, through our five senses, to be able to make those shifts in perspective, to identify and adjust our perceptions. So the second thing to think about is, what will people think? So my invitation to you the rest of this week and beyond is to simply watch how you show up in relationships. Watch what spins you. How do you know when you're spun? You'll start ruminating over something, somebody's behavior, a circumstance, and many, many times, 80% comes from your own self-judgments. Watch yourself around this topic. What will other people think? And just observe how much mind space is taken up worrying about the responses or lack of response of people around you. In neurolinguistic programming, there's that simple technique that I've shared before, and I use it actually probably several times a week myself, simply because it works. It's a subconscious way to make a conscious association. So when you feel spun by what somebody did or didn't do, simply say, the more worked up I am about what so-and-so said, and be as specific as possible, the more I'm able to reconnect to a place of inner confidence that does not rise and fall depending on what happens outside of me. Now, these are my own words. The template is the more, the more. You state that which is spinning you around other people's behavior, worrying about what they think or their lack of response, and you just link it to the desired state of being. The more confident I become, the more I'm able to walk into this board meeting and speak what I know from my preparation and presentation with confidence, not worrying about what the responses will be, but having full confidence that I've done my best, and then to release. Go for everything 100%, be attached to nothing. And the attachment, one of the biggest attachments that take up mind space that we could be using to create and to produce, which we're created in the image and likeness of God, we are created to create and produce easily and naturally. When there is a stagnation in your ability to create and produce, examine this topic. How much of your headspace is taken up worrying about what other people think? Another quick practice would be to cut back on checking the response of the work you put out into this world. So number three, first we have the examining, looking closer at your definition of failure. The second one, what are you afraid of? The second one is, what will people think? The third one is your attitude. And I've spoken about this many different times, and we continually need reminders in this area. I need reminders on a daily basis that my attitude is my closest friend or my worst enemy. This is something that is worth our attention when we're desiring to know something before stressing out, because this will give you that emotional bandwidth to be able to maintain inner peace no matter what happens outside of you. When you realize that you get to choose your attitude, if you have a pen and paper, I encourage you to just draw a circle and divide like a piece of pizza, a section of that circle, and just put 10%, and just write your birth point or your set point. And basically what this is what you come into the world with. This is your set point or given personality that comes with you. And many people will come into the world with more of a bent of life is for me or life is against me. And it's about 10% when you're talking about human behavior. You come in with a certain set point. So just write 10%. And then carve out another piece, maybe three pieces of that pizza. So actually, it would equal 50%. So 40% is actually what happens to you in life. 40% are those events that happen to you in life. Like back in 2006, when I was going through advanced cancer and divorce at the same time, from my perspective, I didn't sign up for that. But did I? Because it's an incredible opportunity for learning and growth when you look at challenging situations. So life happens, and that's about 30 to 40%. And then the rest, 50 to 60%, is actually your reactions. So half of that pizza pie, or a little more, is 60%, which is your reactions. Your choice of response to it all makes all the difference in the outcome. This is definitely something worth knowing before stressing out. Life will continue to pop up in your face. Many times, many, many times, you can't help what unfolds before you. And you are always empowered. God has given you the ability to choose your reaction to any situation. I was reminded of that when someone posted something on my Facebook wall this week. I actually watched the whole video, and it was a video that was actually just kind of an experiment. But a young boy was on the streets of New York, and it was freezing out. And for 2 hours, and he was begging, for 2 hours people walked by him and didn't even stop. 2 hours. And so he was shaking. He was an elementary age boy without any shoes on and a short sleeve shirt, and it was sub degrees outside. And finally, a gentleman came up to him and offered him his coat and gave him money. And this gentleman happened to be homeless. And in an instant, he began to minister to this boy on the street and encourage him by saying, "Hey, I screwed up, I'm older, but you're young, you don't have to screw up," and started encouraging him. And this man was homeless. This was his reaction. In spite of the fact that he was homeless, he chose to give back in that circumstance. Just remember, you are always, always empowered to choose your reaction. Your attitude is your closest friend or your worst enemy, and you get to choose it. Your experience depends on your choice. So I encourage you to practice these three areas. I'm reminded, too, of another story, actually, that just came to my mind when we went down to work with the homeless. We met a homeless man down there, and his ministry, actually, was feeding and caring for the homeless. And it was the most amazing experience to watch these people that were on the street that were homeless come up to this particular gentleman while we were standing there talking to him and just witness of the difference that this man has made in their lives, on how he would always ask for two meals handed out to the other people. I mean, just the choice of that is extremely eye-opening, as well as a profound invitation to remember you always get to choose your reactions and not to forget the reason for which your heart beats. A common statement that I'll actually say to myself with number two, so the first one is the failure, definition of failure. The second one is, what will people think? How much mind space is taken up with that? One of my daily prayers is, dear God, protect me from compliments and complaints so that my heart will stay grounded in the mission for which it beats. Do what you do and forget about it, so that you can resurrect the next. It's like the baton, the race. So the next baton comes into your hand and you're off. You don't look back. As Jesus said, the man who looks back is not ready to plow the field. So keep your face forward as you're moving forward. And then remember, your attitude is your closest friend or your worst enemy. If you visit my website, I wrote about this actually this week at laurenemiller.com. I believe it's the first blog on there. There's many different blog posts with videos to give you some quick grab-and-go stress relief tips. If you got the email this morning, if you open up the attachment, there is a 30-day invitation that has to do with increasing your energy, your focus, decreasing the stress hormone and inflammation. And there's also a gift at the end of this specific challenge. So if you got that email, just check it out. If you didn't get the email, just simply visit my Facebook page at facebook.com/StressSolutionsUniversity. And you can see it posted there. And if you just click on it, you'll be able to access the PDF that talks about the 30-day challenge if you want more energy. So enjoy practicing. Enjoy your gift of life. And it is an incredible gift of life. You can't be depressed and grateful at the same time. So live a lifestyle of gratitude today and enjoy practicing those three tips and those three insights so that the next time that something shows up outside of you, you can remember you have the ability to choose your response to it, to remember that there is no failure, just simply an opportunity for learning and growth, and you are not the opinions of other people. God bless, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Take care.